This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The apparent overdose deaths of five people in Commerce City could lead to stricter drug laws, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Lawmakers said Tuesday the tragedy was yet another reason to focus on prosecuting fentanyl dealers.
Because it is showing up everywhere like it did in Commerce City over the weekend.
That's Democratic House Speaker Alec Garnett. Some lawmakers blame overdoses on a 2019 law that reduced possession penalties for smaller amounts of drugs. That law did not affect distribution charges, but some prosecutors say it's allowed dealers to blend in, since a few grams of pure fentanyl can contain thousands of lethal doses. Garnett said a new bill to allow more severe charges against dealers with smaller amounts of fentanyl may be coming soon. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Some state lawmakers want to make it harder for attorneys to remove potential jurors in a criminal case based on race. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado law allows prosecution and defense lawyers to rule out a preset number of potential jurors without having to give a reason why, using something called a peremptory challenge. Technically, they can't use it to eliminate jurors based on race, but many studies have shown that's effectively what happens. The Democratic bill would make it easier to object to these removals, and lawyers would have less ability to defend them. A few other states have already restricted or eliminated the practice. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The case of a Colorado web designer might lead the U.S. Supreme Court to take up religious expression and anti-discrimination laws. CPR's Allison Sherry says the case raises a number of questions.
One of them is whether the state's anti-discrimination laws conflict with a business owner's right to free speech, or whether the state's anti-discrimination laws can actually compel certain speech if you are a creator or a designer of something.
CPR's Allison Sherry will hear more about the case later this morning. A person was killed and a sheriff's deputy injured Tuesday in Pueblo West. The sheriff's office says deputies responded to a call about a suspicious person near a school. It's cold again today around Denver and along the Front Range. This is CPR News.